We have learned more now about the explosion that killed 29 miners in West Virginia back in April. NPR News has learned that investigators have recovered three key pieces of evidence. The blast occurred exactly 4 months ago today, and the evidence includes two safety devices called methane monitors, which sound alarms and shut down mining machines when methane gas approaches explosive levels. As NPR first reported, some monitors were deliberately disabled at times at the Upper Big Branch mine. Howard Burkett has the latest in our ongoing NPR News investigation.
Investigators have said for months that they're anxious to retrieve these methane monitors to see whether they were bridged or disabled before the April 5th explosion. These are two of the monitors from the massive longwall mining machine that some investigators believe is the source of the blast. If the monitors were not working, methane gas could have formed without warning, and the cutting tool or shear on the mining machine could have sparked an explosion. Ron Wooten heads West Virginia's investigation of the disaster and confirms that the monitors have been recovered.
I can't say whether it was bridged or not. I can't tell you whether it was in working order or not. I just can't tell and won't know until the testing is completed this weekend.
The testing is scheduled Saturday at a federal Mine Safety and Health Administration Technical Center in West Virginia. MSHA's Kevin Strickland says all the investigative interests are invited.
The company, the state, the United Mine Workers, and MSHA all have the ability to participate in the testing of that monitor.
The company is Massey Energy, which owns the Upper Big Branch mine. In a statement to NPR, Massey says its investigators have seen the monitors and there's no evidence they were bridged. Disabling methane monitors and continuing to mine coal without them is a federal crime, so Massey has a keen interest in whether the devices were bridged. But Strickland of the Federal Mine Safety Agency says monitors can be rendered useless in other ways.
We could put a plastic bag over the sensor head. We can move the sensor to a location that it wouldn't pick up methane very readily. And we could do it electronically. So there's a number of ways to defeat the methane sensor from actually detecting gas.
They can also be recalibrated so they won't shut off mining machines when gas approaches the danger zone. This would be done to keep producing coal if the methane monitors keep shutting down the machines. Some tampering with monitors could be detected by the third device retrieved underground. It's like a black box recorder, and it reveals key information about the minutes, hours, and days before the explosion, says Ron Wooten of the West Virginia Mine Safety Agency.
Basically, the black box on the longwall system is very similar to a black box on an airplane that you hear so much about, in that it looks for functions. It looks for when the longwall is shut down. It looks for when the longwall is cutting. We have about 6 days' worth of data on this particular box.
The black box data has revealed at least two key pieces of information so far. One, the methane monitors did not pick up much methane gas in those 6 days before the blast. And an emergency shutoff button was used to shut down the longwall machine just about 90 seconds before the explosion. Kevin Strickland of the Federal Mine Safety Agency.
One reason may be that there was methane gas in the area, and they wanted to try to knock the power so the gas didn't get to any electrical components on that machine.
This is the fundamental conundrum for investigators. If there was enough methane for an explosion, why didn't the methane monitors shut down the machines? That's why there's so much interest in the recovered monitors and any evidence of tampering. So now, 4 months to the day the mine was ripped apart by the blast, investigators are finally in a position to inspect those monitors. West Virginia's Ron Wooten.
You know, there's nothing at all that we can do for these 29 lives that were lost, except do our very best to make sure that it doesn't happen again. And that's what we're doing.
Federal investigators say they won't reveal the results of this weekend's work until after they brief the families of those 29 mine workers killed. That briefing is expected in West Virginia Tuesday. Howard Burkus, NPR News.